Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716.
Good morning, everybody. Americans pay a high price in terms of their health when federal agencies and health professionals refuse to follow the findings of scientific studies. This is especially true in the area of dietary supplements. A growing body of evidence shows that almost all of these products are useless and many are harmful. And a case in point, recently follow-up information and more data was released on the Selenium and Vitamin E Cancer Prevention Trial, which is known as SELECT. They issued a report a while ago, and I've been using it in my presentations for some time, and it showed no reduction in the risk of prostate cancer with either supplement and a non-significant increase in prostate cancer risk with vitamin E. There were tens of thousands of men from 427 sites. They took selenium with vitamin E placebo, vitamin E with selenium placebo, both or both placebos. And this latest report has, you know, represents more years of follow-up. 620 men in the vitamin E group developed prostate cancer, 529 men in the placebo group did. And the researchers concluded, quote, that dietary supplementation with vitamin E is significantly increased the risk of prostate cancer among healthy men. Now, critics of this study have stated that the absolute risk of developing prostate cancer was not that much higher in the vitamin E group than in the placebo, but I think they're missing an important point. The incidence of cancer was higher in the group taking vitamin E, and I would think that even the staunchest supporters of dietary supplements would have to acknowledge that the pills didn't help and that the men in this study would be better off spending their money on healthy plant foods and a wellness forum membership than on taking these pills. But that is not the case. The supplement business is a multi-billion dollar business, and while it's not as big as the pharmaceutical business, those that have a vested financial interest are not going to give up their market share easily. Nor will the practitioners who operate what I call a holistic pharmacy in their businesses, selling these useless products to a growing number of people clamoring for any alternative to traditional care, which more and more people are realizing is useless. Another case in which an educated public will just have to dry up the demand for products and approaches that don't work, not the government or healthcare professionals themselves. And I guess my comment about some of this is I think that how a lot of these practitioners who prescribe this useless and sometimes harmful stuff gain traction is that more and more people are dissatisfied with traditional medicine and looking for anything but that. And so it can be argued sometimes that some of these natural quote-unquote products are less harmful than pharmaceutical drugs, but in many cases, I would say most cases, they don't help. And any harm is ridiculous because there's no reason to increase your risk of any condition with a dietary supplement. So anyway, the next time anything is recommended to you, you guys hear me talking about this all the time with drugs, risk-benefit ratios, look into things before you start. Unfortunately, the same thing is true with these natural isolated nutrient supplements. Don't be so quick to put them in your mouth because you think, oh, it can't hurt me and it's better than drugs. That's all for now, and have a great day.